one of you, please.
Everything is ready. Oh, musician. Do you remember the song that the king likes? I think he would like it if he played it when he comes in.
I do.
Thank you. I think everything is ready. Thank you for preparing everything, Priscilla. You may now go get the king and Haman, please. Well, children, friends from Persia, so glad you're here to help support me through this. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to be here. With all your courage in helping me, I think today is going to be in God's will. Will you pray with me before the king arrives? I'm very, very nervous. I'm just pray for courage one last time, right? Okay, bow your heads. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. Thank you for my new friends giving me strength. Oh, Lord, please hear my plea. Help me be your words and your hands in this situation. Please help me to be able to spare my people, the ones you love. But if not, let it be your will, Lord. Your will be done. I'm just a humble servant. Thank you for everything and giving me courage. In your name I pray, amen. All right. I think I hear someone approaching. Here comes the king.
My queen, this garden is almost as beautiful as you are.
Thank you, my king. I hope everything is here to your liking. Please, let us sit and enjoy the food. Please, go grab the food.
My king, you are truly blessed to have such a devoted queen. She is a great example to the other women in the kingdom.
Haman, you do not need to keep pandering to me as you do in the court, even if I do agree with you. She is quite amazing, isn't she?
Oh, king, you flatter me. But please, I only serve you and wish to make you happy. Please, eat and let your burdens be light for just a short while.
Haman, what would you say is my greatest jewel?
Well, my king, and you have many jewels, and to choose one would be quite the test. I would not know what to compare it to. I could not match an object to your greatness and magnificence.
Are you saying I have nothing that compares to my glory or is worthy of it? There is nothing in my possession you would say is so fine to show the world my greatness?
Oh, no, my king. I was just saying that to compare an item to your wisdom would be foolish. Although I have been reminded of what may be your greatest jewel, it must be the beautiful creature at your side.
Careful, Haman, that is my wife you speak of. But I do agree, she is beautiful. With that said, wife, I think you have a question to ask me. And I'm getting tired of waiting to hear it.
Of course, my king. If I truly have found favor with you, I would like to give you my petition, though I am still unsure on how to ask it.
Yes, wife, you may have whatever you want, your heart desires, up to half of my kingdom, and all you have to do is ask. You have nothing to fear here.
Then, if I have truly found favor with you, my king, then I would like my life and the life of my people.
Your people?
Yes, my people. Someone in your royal court had declared extermination against my people.
What is this? Exterminate your people? Why, this is an outrage. No one would harm the queen. Tell us who they are.
Tell us who this person is, and we shall deal with them.
It's not easy to say. My lord, it is someone in your court, but I can't say who. But they declared war and the extermination of my people, and they plan to kill us in just a few days.
This cannot be. You are my wife, my queen, and no one will harm you. I will see to that. Tell us who has done this.
My king, it is from someone in your court. It was Haman. He has declared war and the extermination of my people because he hates my cousin Mordecai.
My queen, I have no idea what you're talking about. How is Mordecai related to you?
Mordecai is my cousin. He is a Jew, which that makes me a Jew. He has declared war and the extermination of my people because of his hatred and his quarrels between Mordecai.
How can this be? How can you have done this to me? You said they were a plague on my kingdom, and you plotted to kill my queen?
My king, I had no idea she was a Jew.
Guards, come take him away. Arrest him and banish his whole family.
Please, I had no idea.
I trusted you, and this is how I am treated? You try to kill my queen? You won't need this anymore.
Guards, please.
Please, I had no idea! I had no idea!
You've done enough already. Get your hands off her. I'm so sorry this has happened. Can you forgive me for not seeing through his intentions?
Of course I can. But what about my people? Can you take back or change the law?
No, my love. Not even the king can change a law once it has been made. This is a rule of the Medes and the Persians. But we will find a way. So, your cousin is the guard Mordecai, who saved my life the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I honored. I think I have an idea. Guard, go and bring Mordecai to me.
What are you planning?
Be patient, my queen.
Thank you.
My king, how may I help you?
Cousin, something wonderful has happened. The king has promised to help us. Isn't that right?
I have an idea. And since I see that your God has helped to lead you here, I think you are the ones to help solve this problem. I would like you to be my new chancellor and help us devise a way to fix this injustice. With this royal seal, you will have the power of the kingdom, second only to me. You and my queen will work together to find a solution. I should have trusted you more than I did. Now that will be changed, and if your cousin will help as well, I know we can make this a better place. I will go now and let you get to work, because you have a great deal of work ahead of you in order to solve this problem.
We should ask the Lord for guidance and help to solve this problem. O gracious and heavenly Father, we have come before you again as your humble servants. I first thank you for this. Thank you for being able to spare my people. Thank you for letting me be your vessel. I pray now, Lord, as we contemplate how to fix this, that you give us your strength and your wisdom. Amen.
Esther, I've given this some thought, and I believe the Lord has revealed to me a way to make this right. We can make a new law that it will give power to the Jew. Take a arms and defend themselves against their enemies. With God's help and protection, we'll be victorious.
The Jews will be able to defend themselves. It's a wonderful idea, cousin. Go ahead and make this law, and tell the Jews to keep praying, and tell them of the good news. Everything worked out. Thank you so much. I'm so happy. My people have been spared, and you've helped me through that. Thank you so much for being here again through this entire week, and helping me, and believing in me when I didn't believe in myself. Musician, I believe there is a song that is maybe fitting for this occasion. Thank you. Will you all please stand with us as we celebrate the wondrous miracle that God has done, saving my people. And I think that gives me more than 10,000 reasons to believe and love him and serve him.
The Lord, oh my soul, Lord. So, Father God, how awesome it is that you helped Esther through that time when it just looked like everything was coming to an end. We're so thankful, Father, that you rescued her. And you answered her prayers and the prayers of all the Israelites. You spared them as a people. And Father, may we always remember that when we go through times of trouble, times of stress, times of flexibility, the stresses of life, and we talk to you and we commune with you, may we always keep our faith strong because you know that you will rescue every one of us. And so we give our lives to you new. We praise your name. And we thank you for this Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen.